training camp never goes smooth. You're probably not doing it right if it does. There's always some things you have to adjust and improvise, and you really just roll with the punches after that.
But as far as overseeing everything, has it been a smooth transition for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think of the shorter meetings and stuff? How do you think that's going for you guys?
I like the shorter meetings. I like to keep the guys sticking and moving. I don't like to have their butts in the chairs for too long. I like to meet on their feet a little bit, get in the, watch a little bit of tape, look at some pictures. Just keep moving around, keep them engaged, keep everything fresh.
How's it been received by them, in your estimation?
You have to ask them. It seems like it's fine.
Ben, what are you more focused on here on the game Friday night? Are you looking for the starters, or are you looking for some decision-making and then maybe the back end of the roster?
We want to see guys compete for jobs. That's what the preseason is all about. You know, we have to, obviously, in the first game, we have to go out there and work through the mechanics of the game management, the game operation. But then we have to put guys in position to be successful and see if they're going to compete and win jobs.
Do you have a plan for Eli and the starters go a quarter or what?
We'll talk about play time on Thursday.
What have you seen from Will Ty coming into this year so far?
Will Ty, he's been getting some good reps. Again, we're talking to Will about keeping his pads down a lot and playing faster. We expect him to take a big jump for us.
Where do you stand in going back to for a second playing time in regards to the traditional, you know, one quarter, two quarters, three quarters for the starter in the first three games?
Yeah, we're gonna be consistent. We're gonna treat every guy differently, and we're gonna take every player, you know, case by case, and we'll start with the first group probably, I don't know, for maybe 15 plays or so, and then either dial it back or push it forward based on what we need to see and what we want to see.
How is Jenkins doing today?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone keeps asking me about Janoris Jenkins. He's a competitor, man. He loves football. He's out there. He's battling. And defense had a nice day today.
Your daily cruise update, just dialing it back today, 18 girls, or did you see something?
I think he had a tight groin today.
Yep. What happened to Landon Collins out there?
Looked like he got kicked. I think he's tight, but looks to be fine. Other than being tight.
Yesterday, Joe, you said that Darian Thompson was the favorite. He's a rookie who hasn't even played in a preseason game yet. So obviously, what about him has made you so confident that you could say that?
He stepped in. He knows football. He gets football. He can communicate the game, and doesn't seem too big for him. He allows those around him to play fast.
It seemed like Ishaq Williams was flying around a little bit today.
Yeah, he'll be an interesting guy to see playing the game. I'm looking forward to watching him.
What do you like about him at linebacker?
Yeah, you know, that's where we've been playing him. He's a big man that can cover a lot of ground. He's raw. He hasn't played a lot of football. So the more reps we can get him, the better.
With Victor, how are you going about deciding how much he gets out there every day and how much work you're giving him?
It's a combination of what he needs from a coaching perspective, the training room perspective, the strength and conditioning perspective. It's not just one person making that decision. We take the numbers. We take everything into consideration.
Sounds like, I mean, with a tight groin, sounds like he probably will not play on Friday.
That's a little early for that.
Burhey, Robinson.
Robinson has a groin, and Burhey has a hamstring. Slight hamstring, just tight. He did the individual and everything. Then we pulled him back for the team reps.
JPP look like a stinger.
Yeah, stinger.
Two more.